o Vasco só o Sudeste, é a minha fosca. E por dentro, se sai, se vai na pesquisa, se vai na palavra, que não, 30, 20, de fome de capão, e que o Vasco ali, que o de fosca, e o Vasco, se ele tem cantinho, e de São Escuti, São Tomi, pai, que pega a mão, assim que vem, se são pai, de São Escuti, cantinhos, e deve mim. So, but to meet after it's Hashem before Abdullah and allowed, so that's the discussion. How is he allowed? He entered the house when it's already say Shabbos. He came from shul late. He was detained in shul in the conversation. So he came home late. So we allow him to eat. How do we allow him to eat? He Shabbos meets him. Now, who is this Rabban Nissim? I don't know. There are two Rabban Nissim. I know two Rabban Nissim. Rabban Nissim Goy. Jesus doesn't mean Rabban Nissim Goy. Of course not. Now, the professor said, Rabban Nissim, not Rabban Nissim. And then the Ram was much later. So it's another Rabban Nissim. Hiksha Rabban Nissim, Echiei Chalkeidem Abdole. From the commonest of all the cheat, including Shriyatil, the Amimaname Bastoves, Gidoma, the common.
What's
that? Please let me. The moment man mentioned that sign of Dawah, he climbed in the last room, he came to a certain place, he had a habul and hamra, so he didn't have one. And he was mocked to make a dollar that can wash. I seen where she tried, he bought beer, but he didn't want to make a dollar and beer. For me, Abdul, what should we do? The bastard is the moch. So he didn't eat anything the whole night. He didn't eat anything all night. Why? So, because you're not allowed to eat before you make a dough. So we see. The Rabbi Ramyonana Bastodes means he slept through the night without eating anything. Testing, you know, when he comes, so how is he allowed to wash in the old Sude and then to make a dough? Because of a mile, he shall hold the game. Achachashir Cholei. יעבוד אבי ממציקים ליעבדו לשמואל, וקושנו רבי לימח רפי, ועברי שמיתו לביסומו רופי לשמי, ועלי בידי רבי יהודה, עוד יקום המניח לאחר מוזן, לא ישמו זו אחר, אלו, כאילו נחש, כושם יהיה צמוד, ומציאב לו, סוטייסס, תתייסס, בקוס אם לא דברייסים יהיו דלושים, הניח לסיבייסים של שבס, סוטייסס הלושים, תנס דינגי, that came from shul when it's already Hashecho. But it doesn't have reference to this case. It has reference to a case where the person washed out his shoulders early. And then he finished his shoulders. But he didn't bench yet. And then he looked at the clock. Oh, it's almost here. I have to run to the shul without minchah. So he left without benching. He left, but he already finished the Swedish dish. And then he left for Kuzma, then he dumped Mucha there, and it was already dark, he came back home. So he doesn't have to eat, but he has to bench. Some melee, the price tells him. So he salts him a melee, a case, I hold my Mitlach, a Muslim salsa. Pull up, but then the Ram is not allowed to eat anything. Because the Loshen Hanichas Lebeishim Mashma Shalom Yisrael Leivik Shalom Yarab Yechir the Kamal Amarino and Rav Isaac Rav Yechir that's the Rav of the Losh the Fluk but who is the Rav of Yisrael it's not a Vishim Kam the Kamal Amarino Rav Isaac Shma Meton Mavdi and the Shab Yisrael Maya Mokob Gein in Yechiyach Kron and Yisrael Maribad Yechir Meini Lech Yimav Dolech אבל כשאין לי על הכיסא אחר, Mittelwerk und die Mandole, die Rasis, aber keine Bürger sammeln sind. Ich suppose, jetzt der Hetter. Jetzt der Hetter ist gewann.
Why?
So many Washpatal should have slain. Because, in other words, Thesis says here, Thesis only says the Hetter Tishenu like his Echo, but not in any other situation. So, but that means in a hardship situation, so it's all right. So they consider that also in a hardship situation, because we can't even have a something like that. They consider that as a hardship situation. Now we know that's another kashe. For Yom Tev Shachal Yeis, Achar HaShabbos, V'Yisrael, Yom HaRav Yakna, Yayin Ki Ushnei Rav Dole. So in other words, when Yom Tev occurs, Amitzoi Shabbos, so then you have to make Kiddush because of Yom Tev, you have to make Rav Dole because of Shabbos. So then, so what is first and what is after? So according to Rav, first you make the broche of Yagefen, then you make the broche of Kiddush, and then you make the broche of Yagefen, and then you make the broche of Adore, and then you make the broche of Adore, and then you make the broche of Adore, and the whole broche. So, and he uses only one cause. So Rashi, how do you know that Rav has referenced the case where the person has many cases? Because Rav, the more assume that Rav has referenced to the case when Tzoy Shabbos is the Seder night. The Seder night. Seder night, so then every only has to get other cases. So there is some. So he has enough cups of wine. He has enough cups of wine. And still, he uses the same course for Kiddush and Adore. So we see the taste of his philosophers. Let's see the Rashi. Achra Shabbos, which is Shabbos, which is like Rav Yakna, Yain Kishni Rav Dore, Kosal Kodai, Rav Yom Kvorishi, Shal Pesach, שחלוי את שכה שבס, אז כאילו נסתכל את סרפי, נתנן לי להתמון שתסרויה לי, פרסוי מאבא כיסס, ואומר רבי הקנה, על מכילו שבי הבדור, על כיסי החולת מוצא, אמר, נתניס לי בקשת, אני מסתפש לי very strange, התמון שתסרויה לי, פרסוי מאבא כיסס, so, but he needs the other cases, for the four kids של ברוכה, so he doesn't have an extra cost. What kind of a rise? So, I mean, you can read about what he tells on the Rashbam. In other words, since the tamche and the kuke are obligated to accommodate the poorest person with wine, so maybe it's mistaber that when Noni gets wine, he doesn't get exactly to the measure. No. So, I mean, he will take a chance, sometimes some wine is spilled out, you know. I mean, you can't, you know, just get wine. When you buy wine for Yom Tov, you'll buy just exactly to the measure. No, you buy a little more. So it seems everyone is entitled, has a legal right to collect from the charity fund, from the pamphlet, from the cooker. For our cases, he'll probably get more. I mean, it's not the stubborn that the Kapoor's doctor will be so petty. I mean, they're just measuring it. Okay. Four cases, not a problem. It's not the stubborn that way. After all, I mean, those days, so the Kukushov's doctor was not handled by big executives like the Federation people today, you know, where you have to mention exactly, I mean, you have to bring a statement. statement, not a statement to know exactly how you need. I mean, they wouldn't have shown give you $1 more, you know, than what the audited statement is. So maybe they gave you probably more than me. He has more than one of. That's probably, I mean, that's about Balabatishita, but that's what we can say to that. After all, because all that in the tradition shall pass, shall be Hashatras, you know, he said, he's a real, he's a real function of the story, because when my Bakin says, from Arabia and Krishna Rabdore, I'm to Rador, he said, but Toma. So the Lord says, Tarsi says the Maksh, it's not a CSM, it's a Rabbis reference. To Yom Tov Chalil and Tzoy Shabbos, the second night, the first night of Pesach. Rav Etna Amren, Yom HaZman, Chalil Ishti, Shal Pesach Haskinon, Yichol Ma Yahad Alei, Yochil Lei. So Rav Etna has reference not to Leil Pesach, Leil Rishi Shal Pesach, but his reference to Leil Shvi Shal Pesach. Now the question is this, if the Leil Shvi Shal Pesach is Mitzvah Shabbos, so when is the first day of Pesach? Monday? It's a simple question. Monday. Can the first day of Pesach be Monday? No. Rosh Hashanah cannot be the Adu, and Pesach cannot be the Babu. Babu. So, in other words, if the seventh day is Sunday, so that means that the first day is Monday. Is Monday. So that's Badu. So how can Gemara apply it to Badu? Pesach cannot be in Badu. It's a very strong question. So I mean, discussion is later. So what kind of a raya is it? So it's a raya from this Gemara, it's a raya to the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam says, the growing of Adu Badu get only applied, all these growing hold true only now that the Kriyas Chodoshim is out of the Cheshbon. So, that's the Cheshbon. The Tzil Hashem, you know, formulated. According to the Rambam, the Cheshbon was not formulated arbitrarily by Tzil Hashem, but Salah Chodosh Sinai, all right? So whatever. So in the Cheshbon, according to the Cheshbon of the Kriyas HaMe'adim and the Chodoshim, so there is a cloud. Rosh Hashanah is never an Adu, and the first day Pesach is never an Adu. But Bizman Kiddush Al Pi Aliyah, there was no problem. So Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says, could be on Sunday, and on Wednesday, and on Friday, and Pesach could be on Babu too. So there's a raya from this Gemara. Otherwise, if we are going to assume that the clothing of Adu and Badu apply all the time, not only when the Kriyas Chodoshim in the Adin is out of Cheshbon, but even when it's out of Riyah. So there is a aloha, you cannot be Kedeyah it. So the Pesach will be Badu. So how can Kriyas Chodoshim be in Zayin Shabbos? In order that Shvi'i Shal Pesach should be on Shabbos, so the first day of Pesach has to be on Monday. All right. So the Gemara says, Amrem Rambezman, since Rav doesn't mention Yakniha's, he just mentions Yakniha, not Yakniha's, why didn't he mention Shechayanu? If Rav had reference to the first night of Pesach, so you should mention Shechayanu too. But if Rav has reference to Shvi'i Shal Pesach, so then you understand. Shvi'i Shal Pesach, there is. So then there is no Shechayanu. No Shechayanu. That's why he just mentions Yain Kiddush Neir Abdole. Yain Kiddush Neir Abdole. Thank you. what about other shame? Not everybody agrees with the convention. They are shaming, it's not our subject, but they are shaming who hold that the Aloha of Adu and Badu so apply even when the president is Kedea Chodoshim al Kedea, that the Aloha, that we're not Kedea, Rosh Hashanah, the Adu and Pesach of the Badu, So how can the Gemara say, Romas man yichlau the shlish of Peschaskina? So then we have to say, but let's say, Chutz Loretz, so you have 2 days, the end of Pesach. You have shlish of Pesach and Lachens of Pesach. And was Lachens of Pesach also shlish of Pesach? Because of the state limit. So when the Gemara says, and Romas man yichlau the shlish of Peschaskina, the Gemara doesn't mean the 7 days of Pesach, the 7th night. It's impossible, it should be in Tzere Shabbos. But it means Achten Shal Pesach. And Achten Shal Pesach in Chutz Loretz is also Shvi Shal Pesach. Why do we have to observe Achten Shal Pesach? Because of Tzere Yehne, maybe that is Shvi Shal Pesach. So this is what the Gemara means. Not Shvi Shal Pesach Mamesh, but Achten Shal Pesach. And that's what Tzere Yehne, it is also called Shvi Shal Pesach. Of course, it's not Tzere Yehne. I don't know what other parents could be mentioned.
Yes, was it? What's the reason for this Adam Badu?
I'm not going to discuss that. You want to know that? So you have to go over, I suggest you go over the psyche of the first soil made. So you discuss it all the things and everything. So then you'll know.
Yes, it's great. Mishnah is more.
If I want to discuss that.
And he said something about a shot around.
I miss this man Krishna tomorrow morning. So, Yoma Amon, Yoma's man, the whole fish of Pesach has been on. The whole my day, how do we all play? The last lay. So, the first night of Pesach, so everybody is rich, he has wine. But the last night of Pesach, fish of Pesach. So, so it is reference to one who doesn't have more than one cup of wine. All right.
Now we're there.
One second. The fishing the Islay, the Omar Abaye, Yak Zina, the Omar Yak Nihaz, and we passed like Hobe. So in other words, so that, so Abai and Rabbi had reference to the case of the first night of Pesach between Tzeri Shabbos. So then we have to mention Shachayonu. So Machlekes is between Abai and Rabbi. They both agree with Rav that when you don't have Shachayonu, then it's Yain Kibush Nirabdore. But the question is when there is Shachayonu here too, where is the Shachayonu interjected? So according to Abaye, it's Yak Zina. The Shachayonu is interjected after the Birkas HaKiddush, before the Birkas Baruch HaMereish. And according to Rovin, we pass to Akode. So the Shachayonu is interjected at the end. And so, for the Christian Yisrael, Rama Abaye Yak Zina, Rama Yak Nihaz, Allah Abdullah the Kiddush. So the question is, how can we recite on one course Kiddush and Abdole when he can afford using two separate cases? A lot of Kiddush for the Milsi, because I'm wasn't the Kiddush because what is Mitzvah? According to the Rambam, so Abdole is also a Mitzvah of the Reis. And this implicit in the same passage, Zohar Rasimah Shabbos Bekatche. So, Zohar b'chinsosei and Zohar b'tziosei. So it's the same mitzvah, but we have to mention the Shabbos, the uniqueness of Shabbos, when the Shabbos begins, and we have to mention the uniqueness of Shabbos when the Shabbos ends, so the same mitzvah. So it's not Shnei Kiddushes. Mashen kein, because I'm also in Kiddush, it's two separate mitzvahs. Und inzwischen ließ der Jatun spieß heuli, fürs Lama, aber kein Seis. Die Dusche war doch, aber mir sehen die Tabaye. Ich habe eine Müsse dabei, ich habe eine Sionte, die ich habe. Ich habe eine Atemmaske, die ich habe Sionte, da mag ich mich nicht, ich habe eine Sionte, ich habe eine Sionte, ich habe eine Sionte. Na, und wie soll der Assange sehen, ich sehe, dass Hadore ist nach hier der Reise, Gott, ich habe eine Poche, mit der Rabbonon ist das sehr nicht schwer, es gibt. Ich habe mich nicht mehr da zu machen, ich habe mich mal mit dem Kind nicht mehr vorher. Na, das ist es. Die Insel der Marabi hat mir ja abgegeben, die konnte ich auch teilen, und ich habe gesagt, Maja, das ist ein Kind, das ist du weg. Und dann habe ich gesagt, okay, ich koche, du kommst auch that the poorest Jew has to get from the charity fund four cases, but he has to use the four cases. So he doesn't have any extra. They give some of the poor the Akhnaazl, and he says, oh, Hadmael, the Kezman, the Ochil, the Shoso, Koma de Hadalei, the Ochil, Koma de Hadalei, Roshnachile, the last guy cases, the Kachmul is Horesh, ich kann befrischen, ist dann ordentlich in Arbeit. Und ich bin schon kein anderes Schulreger mit dem Arzt, aber ich bin auch in Arbeit. Ich kann auch von mir schon zu sagen, aber ich bin ja immer noch hart, und ich schreibe, ich werde warten, ich auch kein. Not because the Afghanistan is fire. Because the Messias is that for Pesach, every Jew, even the poor Jew, prepares. It's not right, it is similar to what we said in Rajban. But der Rashbam based upon the fact that everyone has a legal right to collect, you know, from the people. So maybe he gets a little more too, I mean, because the Gaboyim's doke are not so petty to give him just to the God. But Teju says, no, not because of that. Because every Jew ordinarily prepares enough for the first days of Pesach and for Shmini Atzeres, as we see from the Mishnah. Rabo Mayayim Kiyushni Rabdole, what's about Tzomim? So the Rashbam says, this thesis is from the moratorium. All right, good day. Yom Tev Shechalmiye Zara Shabbat, Rabo Mayayim Kiyushni Rabdole. Now let's see the Rashbam. Gufe, Yomte Chalies, Ra Shabbos, so Rabo, und Kaddish, und Maschma, Shimu, Yomte, Tui, Achilk, Nama, Roi, Nama, aber Kula, und die Mille, Yayin, Moya, die Abdole, die Aschle, die Kibush, Sayay, die Kriege, und die Tamil, und die Drehe, und die Rima, Shia, Kibush, die Rima, Shani, Shia, Sida, und die Kibush, Shia, Mil, so in other words, if you don't have the combination of Kiddish and Abdole, so suppose you have just Abdole, so then they say that the only they say that in the way we pass like the Sila, as Kabuda says, a little bit of the Sila. So in other words, first is Yayin, and then Psomim, and then Meir, and then Adol. But now you have Kiddush and Adol, so the question is, what comes before what? Does Kiddush come for Adol? Does Adol come for Kiddush? And where is the bracha of the Adif mention, where is the bracha of Meir mention, so we have a machlekes. But when you don't have Kiddush and Adol together, then everybody agrees that we pass through. The first bracha is Yayin, and then Psomim, then Meir, and then Adol. That's what Rashi says. Mashma, so Rabu, Kadish Mashashim, Yom Tev, Yachin, Amoroi Maoru, 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 רשימית כפי שסיין פליגה וכרצותים טעם בכל דבריהם דברים על שקליגה ושמי שססרידה מכמי שרוגיל רב אמר יקנה ינקי שני אבדולה סגירי שסיין עדיפה מאבדולה In other words, so what is recited first, the Kiddush or Adon? So Rav says, no, Yushisayin and Dihim Adon. Iname, Dihimabdu Bereshit. Dihimabdu Bereshit. So one pshat is because the Yushisayin per se is Adifem Adon. Because Yushisayin, that's between Sose. That's between Sose. And Abdullah did it also. So the being master of the Dush Sayyim, Yechmisose, takes precedence over the scholar of Dush Sayyim, Yechmisose. That's one of them. And our pshat is, no, not because the scholar of Dush Sayyim, Yechmisose, is superior to the scholar of Dush Sayyim, Yechmisose. But here, the Yechmisose, so he says, oh, because she mean so iname. The Chimadu Bereshe, if he were to say Abdullah first, Merze the Havu Dush Sayyim Kimas. So then the look, oh, he's so happy that the Shabbat is over. The first moment to say Adon, to get rid of the Shabbos. That's how it looks. So it's not just a question of how it looks. Because as a matter of fact, there is a mitzvah of being Mesik Mechilo HaKiddush B'Chimshose, and there is a mitzvah of being Mesik Mechilo HaKiddush B'Tziyose. So whether there is a Shi or a Nino, that's a Matol Machlokes Kenyan. But everybody agrees that the more you are Macy, the more mitzvah you have. Let's say, you can be Macy the Chmisose from Pada Mincha. So, goes without saying that if you are Macy immediately after Pada Mincha, you have a bigger mitzvah than if you are Macy 10 minutes before Shri. So, it's a mitzvah in Amufka to be Macy more, and the same thing is true of Bitziyose. So Bitziyose, also the more you are Macy, so the more mitzvah you have. Until when can you Macy till Sunday morning? It's not the stomach. So maybe yes, but the Shkiris Alechet says, and that's interesting. You see, we have the Machlokes Hashanim. Amutam, the Hashanim on one hand, and the Gaim, the Shizako on the other hand, according to Amutam, so we are two Shkiris. And that the first year is still in Gomo, except the dam is nifsal in the first year. But in Kolatel Kula it's still in Gomo. And when does it become the Nashmoshes? 3 1/4 year after the first year. There's the second year. What takes place 3 1/4 year after the first year? That's about 58 minutes after the first year. So that is the time when the whole horizon is completely dark, except the western horizon. And then, that would mean subsequent to the first year, then even the western horizon is dark. So, that's that would mean. So, the Shkulaleke, according to the Korah, is a meaning. So, immediately the first year becomes the Nashmoshes, and 3/4 of the year subsequent to the first year to sunset, what we call sunset, is already light of them. So, there's the Shkiris again too, So the Shkiris Alechet apparently called the Shkiris again, the Shkiris Alechet. So he says that there is a mitzvah to the Macy to fill our Kiddush Pitziyosa. So he says, we should be Macy until Dawud Nun. Because what does Dawud Nun represent? When it becomes so dark, that all the stars are visible in the sky. I mean all the stars. There are many stars that are never visible. But I mean the stars that are visible, so become visible at our viewing subsequent to something. some melee until, so until it becomes darker and darker, there is a mitzvah to be mitzvah, mechila lakish. That's a shkos lakish. It is remarkable, it's remarkable. I was, before we left for America, so my mother came across and visited all her brothers and sisters, educating, you know. So she had one sister in Vilna, so we visited Vilna. So I visited the Goyim's Smedrash in Vilna. And there they still at that time. Now it doesn't exist, of course, unfortunately. But at that time, all the Novi Agor, the way the Goyim, you know, established it, were maintained in the Smedrash of the Goyim. Now the Goyim, of course, they did not agree with Rabbi Talmud. The Goyim did not agree with Rabbi Talmud. So they are in the Smedrash Agor, the Gabbai of the Smedrash Agor, they had a Gabbai there. So he told us that Mitzoy Shabbos in the winter time, the Davin Mairi, since that was how the Goyim was there, 90 minutes of the shiur. 90 minutes of the shiur. And in the summertime, they Davin Mairi about 2 hours. In other words, they didn't want to see. I mean, to make Hashveiros, you know, this Mitzvah Shabbos, it's the Davmeyer at this time. So they made a fixed time, you know, for the winter and a fixed time for the summer. Now, the Kor was certainly not Rishish from Tamshite, but the Kor apparently, I mean, after I saw that Shvila Alekhet, so I realized why the Goyim was to be at that time. Because it becomes viral with 3/4 of the year left of Shkia. But there is a mitzvah to the Mesi Mechira Lakeyesh, to the Mesi Mechira Lakeyesh. So the Mele, if you are Mesi Mechira Lakeyesh, so as long as you can make it, you have to make it until Sunday morning, until Sunday morning. No, so until it becomes dark and dark, until Dawud Mirim. So in winter time, Dawud Mirim is 90 minutes, you see. And in the summertime, it's 2 hours, you see. So in other words, when we say 72 minutes, so people in Chicago think 72 minutes, that's a wild chumrah, I mean, kind of drilled up, you know, from the excavator, you know, from the Tehillim. 72 minutes is a big chumrah. And you see that the Goyim himself, who certainly was not patient, just on the time, so he was mocked to Davin Mairi during the winter time, 9 years at the shiur. That's interesting. So Mele, why? Because why didn't he want to Davin Mairi before that? Because if he Davin Mairi, fight after Mairi, he will have to say, Abdullah, I mean that was the universal practice. After Mairi, the Gabbai knew Abdullah in shiur. Once you make up the way, you cannot be Macy anymore. You cannot be Macy. Suppose you want to be Macy. I want to be Lochem. But I'm making up the way anyway. You cannot be Macy. Once you make up the way, you cannot be Macy. So Mele, that's the Pshat. That's the Pshat in the Rashba. When he says, Inna Melechimabu Bereshe, Merze the Havel of Dush Sayyid Kimasa. Why to Maso? Because when you make a dole, you terminate the Amishok of the child. Even if you want it to be there, you can. Somehow it's not nice. You make a dole. The first thing, in other words, is it appears you went to terminate the Shabbos. ופיחו שאין כאילו מכיבו שכיבי סירו, יסרו שפרו וכאילן בחקים שני ויעבדו לקישון מצוי שבת, שעמי הקדם לעבדו, וואי זה מי הקדם לעבדו. So the reason is because you are made from, you have the hanoi, the benefit from the may of immediately. Because when, if you have light, so you are made immediately. So that's why you have to mention the brochet first. That's hard. Jan Kirchner, und Schmuderoma Jan Hack, Jan Meir hat er Kirch. So, the major point issue between Rab and Schmuel is what precedes what. According to Rab, so the Kirch precedes the Abdole, and according to Schmuel, the Abdole precedes the Kirch. Why? Because the Gemara mentions. The more mentions here and Yerushalmet, Moshe Melech Sheyitzi VaParches Nichnes Milavnes HaMelech VaRakan Yitzi Mikras HaParches. Suppose a king is living in a certain town. He's living in a certain town. And let's say the prime minister of the king is arriving in the town. So what do the people, to whom do they pay tribute first? To the prime minister or to the king? First they will escort the king, see it? Then once they finish giving their tribute to the king, so they have the time to bother with the prime minister. But no one would dare to give the courtesy to the prime minister before he's Nirabe the king. Now Shabbos, the Shabbos is Yetzir. And the Yontef is coming in. So Shabbos HaMalko is the king, and Yontef at best, in vis-a-vis Shabbos HaMalko, is like the prime minister. Not the king, there's the queen. And so first we have to escort the king, the queen, and then we can escort the prime minister. So that's why the Yayin Meir Abdoleh, the whole package is first, and then Kiddush. You're not. Right. Shmuel Sili Abdoleh, Kiddush, Kiddush, Fort Han Khan, Moshe Rav Shev Khanen, Yerim Adlodim, the Melech Shiyotzor HaParchus Nichnes, the Ladnes HaMelech HaShabes LaHapir, HaKen Yitzin Likas HaParches, Likas Shomtef Likachei, Ba'umusim Yishmuel Amor Behedye, Yerushalmi, 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 רב חנין אומר גם הק, לא של חנין כי שמולו גם רב חנין בשביל שמולו, כמו שהוא מלך שייצא בשביל שהוא נכנס, מלאב נוס המלך ורק אם מכניס נס השפן, הילקה, יין כלו ורק אם מוהיר ורק אם עבדו. אם עבדו כי מתקיש יעשה כל סדר עבדו, יעשה כל סדר עבדו כי מי שאישה בידה אומר כי נקבל איש, Now, the Rashbam raised the question, how is it Psalmim is not mentioned altogether? What about Psalmim? The answer is, that Yom Tov night, when Yom Tov night is in three Shabbos, there is no bracha on the Psalmim. That's according to everybody. That's Muhammad and Mord. But the question is, why? Why isn't there bracha on Psalmim when Yom Tov night is in three Shabbos? So the Rashbam says, what's the purpose of Psalmim? What is the purpose of Psalmim? Because Hanefesh Diabas, on Shabbos, every Jew is endowed with Nishonim Seir. Nishonim Seir. So then when Shabbos departs, so the Nishonim Seir also departs. So a Jew who really is conscious of the Kedushas of Shabbos, every Nishonim Shabbos is sad because Nishonim Seir, the Nishonim Seir is leaving him, so he feels depressed. Because today, unfortunately, I mean, even the most Orthodox Jews do not feel depressed on Mitzvah Shabbos. On the contrary, there's some Orthodox Jews. I mean, years ago, I saw it all the time. Today, people are probably afraid to smoke so much. But I know many Jews, terrific Jews, good Jews, but they prepare in the shul a package of cigarettes. Why? Because when they make Abdoleh, when the Gabbai makes Abdoleh, so you have the shul, so you want to smoke a few cigarettes. They can't wait till they come home and smoke. You see? So every Friday they used to prepare a package of cigarettes. Some Jews used to prepare, I remember in law, they used to prepare a few packages. I mean, there were some Jews who were such addicts, smoking addicts. So he prepared two packages of cigarettes. So for a whole Shabbos, you know, he was mismanaging. He didn't smoke. Now when he has an opportunity to smoke, so he has to make up for the cigarettes he missed, you know, during Shabbos. So he missed during Shabbos. So these Jews, of course, were not depressed, you know, by the departure of Shabbos. They enjoyed the departure because they give him the opportunity to smoke again. But a Jew who is really conscious of the Shabbos feels depressed when the Shabbos departs. So maybe in order to dispel the depression, he has to inhale something. And that will dispel the depression. That's the reason why Chachamim are misaken to make the Bochan Tzomim to Shabbos. That's all the Bochan Tzomim. On Wednesday morning, you also have to make the Bochan Tzomim. You're not included to have Tzomim ready and to heal them and in order to make the Bochan. But on Tzomim Shabbos, in order to dispel the depression, so there is a mitzvah of inhaling Tzomim and make the Bochan in order to dispel the depression. So Rashbam says, but Pishyonte, so then there is no purpose. Umashin and may sin and wallin sinon lip summon if you shame voting or some beyonte shall come beyond the some say it in Shabbos. So Rashbam Shiti is the Pionte the result and some say paceless is highly umashin master of summing. Up to Ule Nikla in the list. It's not much. Very simple to know. Ule Nikla is in the list. It's Kudimu Kudala Dabu Beis.